Yo, 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 what's good, everybody? This is your girl, CJ.
Hey, it's Freddie P.
I am Nation.
And we are YFT, and you are listening to The Nerd Perspective.
Ooh.
So basically, this podcast, we have the three of us, some black nerds in anime and just various nerd spaces, giving our perspective on life, because when we were growing up, this shit wasn't cool. So we have a very unique perspective on life, and, you know, our origin stories are just different. So
I promise y'all gonna remember that this was not cool. Y'all not gonna have revisionist history about, oh, everyone, no. It wasn't just because people was running through hallways. Y'all had legitimate beefs with people just because we enjoyed watching Japanese cartoons. And you're going to remember it.
Facts.
We're not going to let you forget it. All those bullies out there that made fun of people who are now, oh, yeah, I really like Naruto. Too late, nigga.
Yeah, I got the stories.
Oh, boy. We going to get
y'all
into
not getting away with this.
But before we get into it, let's start off a little icebreaker, a little segment. Frederick, you want to go?
Oh, yeah. So this segment that I came up with is called What's Your Nerd? Right? So What's Your Nerd is basically what's your favorite fandom, right? The one thing that you love more than anything that you love to either watch or be a part of in any way, right? What's what got you into it? What one thing would you change or fix if you could inside of that fandom, right? Or inside of that universe? And then what's a fandom that you have interest in or want to know better?
Mm. All right, Nation, you want to go first?
Bet. My favorite fandom, Star Wars. It was between... It's a top three: Star Wars, Batman, or Spider-Man.
Mm.
Okay,
that's tough.
But Star Wars definitely is the top tier for me. I got into Star Wars with what are they even now? They're the original movies. I got into Star Wars through the original movies, and my love for Darth Vader actually really catapulted my Star Wars fandom, just because I really loved the character and the arc portrayed in that trilogy. And then it really got cemented in the video games, because there were different mine was Knights of the Old Republic 2.
Okay,
still top five to me today. I could run through that game any day of the week.
Facts.
Like, if I wanted to. Actually, I'm playing it through right now on my Switch. I'm at the final part where you're on Malachor 5, and it's a little rough right now, so I'm giving it a break.
Ooh-wee.
One thing I would fix is I would just take Star Wars back to the fun fandom that it was. Just stories told by people who care about the franchise and who want nothing more than to see it succeed, because I think a lot of people in the fandom can see that, like, there are ways to do Star Wars correctly, and you don't have to try too hard, honestly. Yeah. Just follow the source material and, like, put your touch on it where it needs to be to, like, you know, to make it you. But don't forget that it's Star Wars. Simple as that. Like, that's what I would change, and I'm planning to change. And then one that I want to know more about, and it's something I'm planning on doing because it's part of a watch series. Not a series, but it's just stuff I'm going to watch on my free time. One Piece.
Yes, sir.
What?
And it's because I'm always around people talking about One Piece. Yeah. And it's like, it's going to get to a point where it's something I'm really going to want to watch, and I'm going to need to catch up and watch it so that it's not spoiled for me.
Thanks.
I'm going to take this moment to shout out all the One Piece haters,
because
y'all need to shut the fuck up. This is greatness.
It's peak anime.
Y'all just haters for real. These are 1,000 episodes. Calm the fuck down.
On me.
You do a lot of things within the time period of the day. You could be watching so many things.
Right.
You could be finishing One Piece, bitch.
Man, bro, I got
just
one for you.
Just stop being a punk.
Bro, you want to talk about 1,000? You want to talk about 1,000 episodes? Let me see your screen time. Let me look at your weekly screen time. Right, you want to talk about 1,000 episodes? Is too much. How often are you just scrolling on TikTok?
Fun fact:
Instagram.
If you don't take any breaks and just watch it straight through, it takes you only 16, 17 days.
I'm probably not going to do that.
I don't suggest it.
Don't.
I'm on a One Piece break right now. So, like, yeah. It is one of those shows you need breaks from.
Yes.
Because it's so long. If we were caught up, we would have the natural break of the season being over.
Right.
But we don't.
Yeah, do it in bunches. Right, like however many you can take at a time, unless the arc is really good and you're like, ooh, I want to watch what happens next, like, of course. But depending on where you are, especially if you're just starting One Piece, it's slow. Like, it started years ago. Like, you have to account for that if you're going to watch it, because that's part of the story of One Piece. It started off slow because that's how it was written. So,
and those of us that love One Piece love the longevity. We love the journey.
Facts.
It's a journey. I don't know a single other show that touches on as many real world problems as One Piece.
Yep.
Yeah, y'all can say Goku. I'm talking sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. I'm talking racism, mm-hmm. discrimination, Holocaust-like activities,
yep.
government issues, like fight for rights. It's all there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in this one show.
Thanks.
And it takes place around the world. Stop being a punk and watch One Piece.
And Toonami Kid Me wasn't watching all that.
I was.
When I was a kid and Toonami, like, shows like that and Naruto, like, they both fell to the wayside just because it's like, not because they were bad. I just started watching other stuff during those time slots.
Right.
So it was either watch this or watch this.
It was a lot for us to watch at that age, though.
There was.
Yeah, and we ain't had no internet.
Mm-mm. Between
there was no YouTube. There was no Google. Like, if you had internet back then, like, you were a business person. So it's like,
facts.
Now I'm older, I think I can appreciate that Toonami era more because, like, I'm just in a space more where I want to appreciate that art form more.
Yeah. All right, Frederick. You next.
Oh, you're next.
I'm next.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm going last with this one. Yeah.
Okay, favorite fandom.
Uh-huh.
I am part of the anime fandom, specifically in anime One Piece.
Yes, sir.
I also really am into K-dramas as well, so that's another little side fandom I'm part of. And, like, it's very slightly K-pop, but no, mainly K-dramas.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing, and I'm going to talk specifically on One Piece. The One Piece fandom, reason I love it is because of the overwhelming support of the creator.
Mm.
One Piece fans, like, to its fullest, appreciate and respect and encourage Oda. You know, they're like, we're so nourishing, like, Oda, please stay in good health so you can finish this fucking series.
Right, yeah. Facts.
Okay.
And so we just facts. Super caring and protective over Oda and just his creativity. The mind you have to have to create a story this intricate.
Glad you said that.
Like, insane. Mm-hmm. In fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
So, things I would like to change. Honestly, the only thing I would really change about the One Piece fandom is the people outside of the One Piece fandom. Because, again, y'all are haters. But I'm going to touch on the K-drama side of what I would change.
Uh-huh.
I wish these creators would stop catering to Americans and go back to catering their original audience.
Mm.
Because K-dramas, the thing that I loved about them was that it was one season and you're done. And when you're thinking, like, obviously I'm into anime and I'm watching One Piece, so very long show. But when it comes to, like, dramas,
right.
Think Scandal, who had like six seasons. How many seasons did you probably watch up to? I got to like 3.5, 4. Empire, Grey's Anatomy, How to Get Away with Murder, and just all these other shows that just went on for so long that at the end it kind of just dipped off and they stopped doing the show because viewership dropped. K-dramas, on average, are 26 episodes long, and that's it. Beginning to end, plot, climax, there in 26 episodes. Now Squid Game gets a season 2, and I'm like, what the heck? Other K-dramas that are on Netflix getting season 2s and 3s. I'm like, stop. No.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
No.
Dang.
I'm going to take that season 2 of Squid Game, though.
It wasn't needed. Leave it where it is.
Not a season. Maybe a movie.
Okay, I can do a movie. I could do
I think that's something that like needs to be explored more. Like, not everything needs a second season. Maybe it needs like, you know, a 2-part movie series or even just a 1-part movie series.
Right.
Give it better production so you can flesh out the story more in that time.
And right? Then it gives the people in the industry the ability to work on multiple projects. You're not stuck to a contract for this one show that's taking up all of your time because you're a main or you're the producer or you're the director for 6 years.
Right.
You're shooting for X amount of weeks, and then you can also work on multiple projects. That's the actors, that's the directors, producers, everybody.
Hey, Hollywood, that's the only one you're getting for free. It's the only tip you're going to get for free.
Do better. Yeah.
Okay. What was the fandom you were interested in?
Oh, fandom I'm interested in.
Could literally be anything.
Leave me alone. For context, you'll learn that I haven't seen a lot of things.
This actually might take some time.
I think out of all the fandoms that I kind of want to join, it would have to be more of the comic fandoms. I'm into Marvel movies. You know, I love DC villains, but I wish that I was more knowledgeable and into them when I was younger and had the time for them as an adult.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Nice. Okay. You definitely around the right people for that.
Exactly. Uh-huh. That's why this trio works so well.
And then, Nation, did you give yours?
Yeah.
That's right.
One Piece. Okay. My favorite fandom, just like Nation's, is Star Wars.
Shocker.
Right. Anybody that knows me knows that. But the thing that got me into it was literally I started with like episode 1. I remember when it came out in theaters. I watched it with my cousins. I remember having the lightsabers, the big clunky ones before they got nice now and like realistic. But it was like one of those summers when you're just at home in high school and it's like your parents are still going to work, but you're at home all day. And it's like you remember getting on like the Xbox or your PlayStation and it's like you got drinks in the fridge, right? You got the Wi-Fi all to yourself, right? And you're going to be on the internet gaming all day playing Call of Duty. So it was like one of those long days during the summer and I had like something on my computer and I was playing some game and I found like this 45-48 minute video that was like the background to everything that happened before episode 1. And it was like the same thing that you described with Oda creating the entire world of One Piece. That's how I looked at Star Wars from that point, because it was like the fact that somebody could create not like a planet, but you created a universe with different species that have different like intricacies and they all intermingle in like different ways that have consequences that aren't like atypical. Right? It's like, and the fact that unlike comics, Star Wars is canon. Like you can't just make up stuff and be like, oh, that happened in a separate universe. Like everything has to make sense based on what's already been written. So that's kind of what got me into it. It was like learning how complex it was and like the beauty in the choices that are made from the people and the relationships that you see on screen. One thing I would fix about the fandom, or fix about Star Wars in general, I would own Star Wars. That's what I would fix. And ooh, I would put Nation in charge of the writing department for the movies and the screenplays.
Well, excuse me.
Right. Yeah.
Working with some future CEOs.
Go big or go home. yeah. And then what else? Oh, fandom I'm interested in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I was always kind of in anime. Like, I watched it, but I was never, like, an in-depth fan. Like, I grew up around comics way more than anime. So, it's like, I know Marvel. I know DC, same, right? Yeah. But, like, anime, it's like, yeah, I watched One Piece, Naruto, have manga, all that stuff at the crib. But it's not the same type of background when it comes to, like, oh, I could go on for days talking about Batman or whatever kind of superhero conversation you want to have. Right. So anime right now is something I'm like relearning as an adult in like the way of like actually getting invested in the characters as like the same way I did with comics as a kid.
Yeah.
So.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the anime world.
Yes, sir.
That's why I want to watch One Piece and even Naruto and Dragon Ball over again. Because I watched Dragon Ball. I just want to watch it again because I'm an adult.
Right.
But
anime is more enjoyable as an adult. I will say I got really into anime later than most like people who watched it as a kid. But
yeah. And I didn't even know what I was watching because it was just Toonami.
That's why, because you can catch it now.
Yeah,
you can catch all the subtleties.
Like I remember seeing One Piece, Naruto, Yu Yu Hakusho, Gundam. Ooh, I love me some Gundam.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
Ooh, I love me some Gundam. Mm-hmm. But they're kind of faded memories. It's almost like I see them in third person.
That part.
Ooh.
So like, I want to go back and watch all these shows over again so that I can connect those memories and like, okay, I remember why I loved watching this when I was younger. Because I was glued to it.
Oh, don't play with me. You trying to have a watch party? Don't play with me. Set that up. You trying to go through? Oh.
Don't leave me out because I want to catch up on like those older animes. I got into anime when I was like 13, 14. And my first experience was going to a convention at that.
Oh, yeah. So, they threw you in.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
No, it really was. It was so crazy. That's what got me into it. Two of my friends cosplayed as two of the witches from Soul Eater. And that is technically the first anime I watched because of those cosplays.
Damn.
Yeah, no, it was lit. I remember when we were at Comic-Con.
Uh-huh.
Freddie and I went into a panel, and they asked for volunteers and whatnot. And they asked, like, how did you get to anime? And I said, I went to conventions first. That's how I got into it. And the person running the panel, I think it was Data Fist, he was like, so you basically, like, did anal first. And I'm like, I never thought of it that way.
Oh.
That is crazy because it is like you're really getting thrown in there.
Woo.
You're not being eased into it. I had a friend.
Yeah, a convention into something you've never watched or heard of at 13.
My friend at the time, she's the one that invited me because all of our friend group was going except for me. They've been going since middle school, and I met them in high school.
Damn.
And they were like, oh, she said, oh, you should cosplay this character from this show. Watch it. It's on YouTube. And just put the costume together and come. And I was like, okay, I can't tell you what anime that was. I can't even remember. It was a girl in an all pink outfit with a pink wig, and her partner was a guy in a blue outfit and a blue wig.
And I was back then too.
Yeah, what was that? 2012,
2013? Jeez. It was still not popping like that. I mean, it was.
If it was 2012, 2013, it was about 14.
It was niche 14. Still back then.
Yeah, like, I don't know what it was like for you at that point, but I know at least out here where we were, it was like, you were at least, like, talking about it at school. Like, it wasn't, you know, you were huddled up in a corner the same way, like, if maybe I was in elementary or middle school. Yep. It's like, high school, it was more like, okay, like, you know, like, dudes watch anime because, like, oh, yeah, they fight. Like, that's kind of where it caught on at first. Like, yeah, they throw hands. That's why it was cool.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, no. I don't know. It's, yeah. I guess this is kind of like a good segue into today's topic.
Oh, snap.
We're going to be talking about our high school days, our origin stories.
Oh, shoot.
Because I don't know if y'all know. If y'all don't know by now, then what are you doing? But I'm from D.C., and these two are from Long Beach, Carson area. So, you know, different coasts, different experiences, same niche of sorts. So, yeah, high school wasn't fun. Would y'all go back? Like, if you had the opportunity to, like, go back to high school now, would you do it?
Like, complete redo as with the same knowledge I have now, or like you entirely go backwards?
Entirely go backwards.
No, because I'm gonna do the same thing.
Right.
It's gonna happen the same way. Right. I don't need to relive that.
Sure. Yeah, no. Mm-mm. It's like, I'm good.
See, with either option, whether I had all this knowledge or not, I would still not go.
Really?
Screw that place. Screw that time period. Oh, no.
Knowledge now? High school would probably be the only time I would debate I would go back. Because everything before that's too young.
Yeah.
I would rather go back to college than high school.
Even then, give me senior year.
I would rather go to middle school than high school. Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm not going back to middle school.
Oh, my gosh. Take me back to middle school.
Nah, I don't want to do sex ed again. I'm good.
That was I'm nice. Good. See, it was health for me. Like, health kind of covered sex ed.
Oh, my God.
The whole narcotics, drugs stuff, and, you know, anatomy. What?
I was just thinking, like, nah, I couldn't. You'd want to go to middle school.
Yeah.
With the knowledge you have now?
Heck yeah.
I couldn't do that. That would be too. I don't.
Middle school is better for me than high school ever could be.
Oh my gosh.
I have a final answer. Senior year of high school, knowledge now, I go back.
I guess senior year wasn't awful.
It wasn't.
Because you were getting the fuck out of there.
And if I have the knowledge I know now, I could just shift my attention elsewhere. Like, knowing that I don't need the development because I already have it here.
Right.
I could actually focus on other stuff.
Avoid the pitfalls.
I wouldn't have any friends. I probably have one friend.
Redo.
I ain't talking to nobody.
I don't talk to nobody now.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if I would redo all 4 years if I had my knowledge now. It's like, it would simplify everything. Because, for one, I'd know what to tell my parents to invest in.
Right. Ooh.
Right.
Ooh.
So you're beating the curve off rip, right? So that's monetarily we're good, right? But I'd still want to go to school because I appreciate the education.
Right.
Friends, like y'all said, cut that out.
Yeah, I have to correct myself. I do have one friend from high school that I talk to before they get mad at me.
Right. Outside
be of like, I what am I, a chopped liver? No.
Right. Outside of this guy and maybe like two other people. It's like, but on top of that, if the money's coming in from the investments, right, from all the stuff that we know is obviously going to make money, like Amazon, Netflix, ooh, Apple, Starbucks, Monster, right, and all
even,
that.
And even like letting your parents know what to invest in for your future.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
Exactly. That's why I was like, I'd be able to be like, okay, let me start buying stuff for like my own computer. Let me start buying a bunch of stuff for like Wi-Fi when that's done. Like, let me start up on YouTube before like all this monetization stuff becomes a big deal. Like having to own copyrights and all this kind of stuff back when YouTube was like open.
Yeah. And you know, it's crazy that we are older than YouTube and Google.
Facts.
Yeah. I've been on there since the beginning.
Capitalized on that. Oh yeah. Mr. Pro YouTube over here. I forget sometimes you've been on here for, bro, definitely decades at this point.
YouTube has come. The internet. I was just saying this the other day. Like, even as a gamer, like, if you look at technology,
yeah.
It's like, my first console was an N64.
Same.
Yeah.
Right?
No, mine was Duck Hunt.
I remember. I was like, okay, name every console or every system you've ever touched. It could be handheld included.
Yeah, see, I have very limited. It's a Wii. It's a DS, 3DS, Game Boy, Xbox One, Xbox 360, and what do I got now? Xbox S, X, Series?
Yeah, I don't know what them new ones called.
Series X or Series yeah. S.
Yes. Yeah, one of those joints. But
Series S, Series S doesn't have discs. Oh, and a Switch.
I guess. I guess. You're right.
Like, think about that.
There's so many.
What if I...
That's what I'm saying. Like, think about if you go all the way back.
Right? Oh, yeah. That's a lot.
You feel me? Because, like, I'm old enough to have played with, like, actual arcade games.
Right? Oh, yeah. Damn, we counting those, too?
Hell, yeah. That's games. Right? I remember playing Pac-Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right? That's a lot, then.
For sure. Pinball.
Galaga. Y'all remember Galaga?
Yeah, you remember.
Galaga was that joint.
Super Nintendo.
Yep. Ooh, yeah.
Right? Sega. Right? Genesis.
Uh-huh.
Dreamcast. Mm. Right? Yeah. And you had an N64. Right? You had an Xbox.
Uh-huh.
PlayStation 1, yeah. PS2, Xbox 360, PS3, PS4, Xbox One, Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, SP Color, Nintendo Switch, DS,
PS, DS was GOTA era.
PSP.
DS yes. was GOTA era.
Right? I know they were phones, but when I know y'all remember this. When iPhone, I think it was like maybe the 4 or the 5, like when they first started coming out more and more, yeah. like they were phones, but everybody was still playing like games. Tap Tap Revolution. You were playing
Tetris.
You were still playing Tetris. You were still playing
I was playing the Asteroid Batman. Game on a Nokia.
That's what I'm saying.
The snake
like
game.
Snake.
I was like,
hey, mom, let me see your phone.
My mom had a handheld. What was it?
Sidekick?
No. The
BlackBerry.
Had a BlackBerry.
My mom had a BlackBerry too.
I was having me a good old time.
That's what I'm saying. I needed something. So you see, been a gamer, but you think about look how far you go from polygons. You remember like the jokes were like Tomb Raider. Right, Lara Croft, she was attractive, right? Because like the polygons and the way they did her. You look at the graphics on games now; that shit look real.
That is crazy, and like even in that one of the games that was way before its time, animation wise, graphics wise, Mortal Kombat.
Facts,
because they've always been number one in the game of like just having that advanced graphics in video games in that gore. Still one of my favorite games.
That's fine. Because they had like real people do like mocap, and those were like their actual, those were real people doing moves.
They did mocap on that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. See? Yep.
Those are real people doing those moves in the game.
That's what I like Mortal Kombat because it was so visually jarring at first. I was like, something's different. And this was before like I was really in like filmmaking and stuff. And I'm like, why? It's so different. But then, I think I saw it on a YouTube comment.
Uh-huh.
That's when I found out. I was like, okay, that makes sense. And that's dope.
No, yeah, I remember.
Facts.
Again, very late in like the nerd game and especially gaming because my mom didn't really let me have that many consoles. I had a Wii. It was Wii Fitness.
Oh, we was fired.
We can have an episode about being sheltered. I got conversations about that too.
We
can for sure talk about being sheltered. Yeah.
But I remember though. Like it was my senior year and I was at one of my friends'
mm-hmm.
a house for like a birthday party.
Right.
I've always been like one of the only girls in a group of guys.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a bunch of guys. We're over at his house. I'm like maybe one of two girls or the only girl. And they're playing like Mortal Kombat 7 or 8. And I'm like, oh, crap. I usually don't like gore or anything. I'm like, oh, but this is tight. Huh? That's looking like that? Okay, that's what's up. Still one of the only games I play whenever I feel like gaming.
Mortal Kombat is fire. That's a good pleasure game. Like,
yeah, buddy.
Guilty pleasure game for sure.
And you could always, I always like that you can unlock stuff by playing the game.
Yeah.
Like, I like that they stay true to that.
My biggest gamer accomplishment is that I beat Mortal Kombat X within 24 hours.
Dang, you was throwing hands.
Damn.
I was up for a while. I split it into 2 days. It was like 6 p.m. Saturday, And I finished it around like 4 p.m. on Sunday.
That's gaming though.
Dang.
That's gaming though. Like, nah, for real. That's for real how gaming goes. Like, I don't think people get that. It's like,
yeah,
you will plan days, right, around doing a mission,
yep,
completing a story, right, a campaign, right? If it's, you know, if you were around playing Mass Effect, right, if you were around playing, again, like Mortal Kombat, you have a game that comes out, and it's like, I want to play the story. I want to beat, yes, this game. You will dedicate time,
yeah,
to beating whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, it's not no different from dedicating yourself to watching, you know, a really good show that you like that's getting really good. You know what I'm saying? Like, the story's ramping up. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Right? It's just interactive.
Right.
You feel me? And that's real gaming right there.
That's, yeah. I remember, I told y'all, like, I swap out what I be doing. If I'm not playing a game, then I'm watching something. That's why I wasn't watching My Hero at the time, because my clock at the time was on gaming.
Mm. Right. Mm.
That's just the streaming and all that stuff. But yep, the moment I started watching My Hero again, I stopped gaming.
There, exactly, man.
You got to balance it off. That's why I'm on a One Piece break. I'm, like, on an anime break in general at the moment. Because I feel like if I am watching an anime, I could be watching One Piece.
I feel it. Fortnite was pissing me off, too.
The facts. So it's cool, like, now, though.
Yeah.
They finally fixed those glitches?
It updated. It happened to update when I was watching, okay, WrestleMania. So it might be time to
get back on.
Might be time to launch that stream.
Hell yeah. I've been streaming over on Twitch at Retro Boomin. You feel me?
Always got a plug.
Facts. I've been playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey. That's been really fun. But you were talking about correlating being a nerd and our perspective on high school.
Yeah, because the way my high school was, it was too big to be super clicky, if that makes sense. It's like, because you're going to be in class with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 25, 30 kids in one class. So it's too big to be super mad clicky. I barely remember any bullying, but you know, you have your groups. And it's just kind of like, you know, we didn't interact with the cheerleaders or the jocks. There was some jocks, obviously, into anime. But, you know, orchestra kid, like, but it was also that super mingled. So it wasn't that being a nerd was bad. It was just different.
Mm.
The way you kind of, how do I explain this? It's kind of just the way you interact. You're watching these storylines of these characters, like Naruto being the outcast and all of this. And it kind of gives you a different outlook when you're dealing with your own life when you're that age.
Right.
So, I don't know, kind of whether or not it gives you more confidence or it makes you feel even more like an outcast is kind of where it varies, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, what about y'all? How was y'all had a very different experience because my school was majority black.
Oh.
And we were too. And when I say majority black, we were like 51% black, and then we had foreign exchange students. We had foreign exchange students that would come like for a couple years or come every year. And, you know, we had people from all sorts of countries across the world. And, you know, we had white people.
I couldn't even imagine that percentage.
I know y'all had the complete opposite experience of me.
Okay, before you go, I'm gonna say this. You want to know what the average classroom looked like for me if you wanted to see, like, how many black kids was in it?
Wow. How?
Like this.
Yep, I get that.
Yep.
Like this. Exactly like this. Like.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, it got more and more, obviously, for me as my high school career, like, obviously, from freshman to senior went up, there were more and more, but that was mainly for athletics.
Yeah.
But yeah. Just wanted to make that, like, yeah, we didn't have that at all.
Yeah, I think the minority population overall in SC is snow was like milk, 2%.
Mm. Mm.
2%.
Oh, not like milk.
And it was bad. Now my nerd my nerd perspective from it. It was less about anime and more about everything else I was interested in. So like movies, YouTube, even kind of starting with music and professional wrestling. So like, and it's weird because I was a name without a face. Cause like I had a really popular nickname. And it got to the point where I remember I was part of the football team and a teammate's parents of mine asked my parents if they had actually named me the nickname. Asked my parents, it's like, did you name your child this? Not not even in a bad way, because everyone loved the name. So it's like I was popular by name, but like no one know who I actually was. So it's like every time it's like I'd introduce myself, it's like, oh, I've heard about you. And like they had just came from the middle school because it's Valley Christian. So it's an elementary school, a middle school, and a high school. I came in through.
Name dropping. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I told y'all I'm not letting y'all forget. This is why I don't talk. So when I get to a point when I can talk, I'm going to talk.
Okay.
Now, just the school. I might not name names, but
he don't get us canceled. Episode one.
Canceled by them? We both got people that we can have up here. We want to talk about canceling people. Get the whole city of Cerritos canceled.
Don't do that.
Don't start. But so for me, it was like, and it was more on the YouTube side because that's when I was kind of first starting out and doing choir and Broadway Showcase because to explain what that was.
I did choir too.
It's funny because one of my football teammates is the ones that his name was Dane. I'll name drop him because I fucking love Dane. Shout out to you, Dane. I know you got married recently, so congrats on that too.
Hey,
or my recently, because time's been moving too fast. But I remember he came up to me one day and he was like, "I really think you should do choir," and I'm like, "Nah, that's not a good idea." And you know, my parents, you know, they led the praise team at my church for years, so like I was already trying to, I'll be honest, avoid certain things that like would kind of put me in that already pastor's kid bubble.
You know that feeling.
So he was like, yeah, you know, you should do choir, you know, to do Broadway Showcase, which was like we would take Broadway plays or musicals and we would do them at a high school level, but it also included all the other schools as well.
Oh.
So we would all, like, one time a year at La Mirada Theater, we go and do this big kind of, we did Lion King. That was my favorite. Like, we did, we did Lion King from their Broadway musical. We did Rent.
As having the same high school experience.
That was my saving grace. That's when I found out that there's other nerds like me that, like, this is where we are over here. And this is, like, we just want to forget about all the high school stuff, have fun here, and forget about all the other drama going on, because there was always drama at this school.
Bruh.
Like.
Bruh.
And when it came, like, and though I wasn't heavily, like, watching anime at the time, besides, like my core ones, I know how they were treated. Because it was the same way towards people like me who was into cameras and other stuff, and who didn't mind being by himself in the computer lab, like working. Yeah. That's when I first started working on music, was in high school.
Wow.
I was just working on beats on the free version of GarageBand in the computer lab.
Oh, that's crazy. I did not know that.
And I'll just be writing lyrics, and it's like, you know, I never thought that I was going to make them in a song, and I didn't make those in a song, but that's what kind of catapulted all that type of stuff.
You would have loved my high school. You would have thrived in my high school. We actually had, so it was very big. They make fun of me how big my high school was. it had three buildings, and in the arts wing, in the arts wing, there was a long hallway, and at the end of that hallway that takes you to the big band room, we had like 5-6 recording studios.
Oh.
Where you could literally utilize it as a practice area or, record your own stuff and do demos and all that in high school. Granted, my freshman year was this school's first year as a renovated high school. We got the brand new building.
Oh, we got a brand new building, too. It was just for math and science. And you know what they did? They had a chapel.
Not a chapel.
Where they bragged about how much it cost.
Oh, not a chapel.
And asked for donations to help pay it off.
Not the chapel.
Ain't nobody asked for that. You over here airing out the school. That's crazy.
And you still got the gall to send me a letter every couple months.
I can't. They should be mad. He on his podcast for vengeance.
Hey, dog, that's crazy.
I can't. I gotta use the bathroom now on that one.
That's crazy.
It is one thing.
Oh, man.
To upgrade. You know, like when you leave somewhere, it seems to always get better in some like weird, like maybe something small.
Right.
Nah.
High school was for sure like that. At least while I was there, it felt like we were getting the upgrades.
I didn't feel a thing. And it's crazy because it's the one school I didn't want to go to.
I didn't even like actually sign up to go there. I got tricked in second grade.
They did you dirty.
I got tricked into going there. Okay, we're having a side segment since CJ's not here. We're going to pause the conversation. I was going to say, like, did you want to have, like, a nerdy-ass conversation about something random right now?
I'm down.
Like, I don't know. Because are you caught up on The Mandalorian?
Nah, bro, I'm not.
Damn.
I ain't started. I ain't going to lie.
Bro, it's getting...
You know what?
Tonight going to be good.
Me and Tierra has been getting through a lot of shows.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like it's only a matter of time before we're on Disney Plus. Because we're running out of stuff to watch. Like, we just started watching True Atlanta again.
Okay.
And that's just because it's been a minute, and I actually haven't seen the second or half of the second and the third season.
Right.
Wait, there's four seasons, right?
Of
there three. Atlanta?
I feel like it's four.
Because I'm pretty sure there's a final season that just came out, like, in this time span.
What I'm saying. I feel like it's four for that.
So, yeah, then, okay, then we're gonna finish that show.
All right.
And, yeah, we're going to get to a point where we definitely going to have to find something else to watch.
Yeah.
And, yeah, The Mandalorian has been on my list for a while.
If you haven't seen The Mandalorian, even if you don't like, there's nothing other than the baby that is Force-related right now. It's not even, nobody is just running around realistically just swinging lightsabers the whole time. It's not even like that. It's actually a good story. Go watch the show, right? I'm telling you, soon as we get done, I'm on my way home, and I'm locked, loaded, Disney Plus already open by the time I get to the house. I got it. I can watch it on the way home. I got the app on my phone.
Like, you know what the crazy thing is? And I know you know this. It baffles me because Star Wars has never been about the lightsabers.
Nope.
It was always about the story.
Yep.
So it confuses me now. You brought this up. We've talked about this a couple times. You brought it up because you've had your hand on the pulse of all these shows still.
Mm-hmm.
How seems like every show without lightsabers or the Force is doing well, and everything involving lightsabers is ass.
Facts. Factual opinion. I stand by that.
It's like we have the technology and the choreography to have all these beautiful lightsaber fights, but we forget that there's still it's supposed to be a story.
Yep.
That's every show and movie. That's what baffles me.
Mm-hmm.
What baffles me is that, of course, I go to the bathroom and y'all talking about Star Wars.
We wanted to pause the current conversation.
Right, till you got back.
I appreciate
you. Yeah, for real. We can. That was just till you was gone.
Back to
unless
Valley.
Unless you want to jump in. That's what I'm saying.
What do I got to say? Luke, I am your father. That's all I got. That's all I got with Star Wars.
That's a guilty pleasure of mine. Like, I actually watch Darth Vader's quotes on the regular.
Really?
Really?
I'm trying to get his voice down, too.
I feel that. That's what's up.
Because your Bane is really good.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Your Bane is really good.
Really good.
I'm telling you, Nation, you need to start voice acting, my guy, because you got the voice.
There's a Bane series coming.
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna say about that. Yes, every Star Wars show that Disney has created that has nothing to do or very little to do with the Force does way better in terms of storytelling than shows that do have to do with anyone using lightsabers or the Force.
And I'm gonna fix that.
Andor was better than Obi-Wan Kenobi. I don't care what you say. The nostalgia does not save it from bad writing. The Mandalorian has literally kept like Star Wars alive right now because, again, people can't agree on the actual movies.
That makes me sad.
Oh, wow.
That makes me sad hearing that.
It's like, does anyone actually like 7, 8, 9?
Couldn't tell you.
I got nothing against the people that worked on the films. It's like, but they weren't.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut, not because of to censor myself, because if I begin, I'm not going to stop for at least another 30 minutes.
Oop. Right. Anyway.
Yeah, back to what was high it school. Valley High? Is that what it is? Is it called Valley High? Because that'd be crazy.
It should be Valley High because the Christian was, you know what? So
take me to the chapel.
What are we talking about?
The nerd experience there was weird.
Really?
Like
was
that,
it because it was so many white people?
Yes. Like that was definitely a big part of it because it's like
Because you're already black and tall, and now you have the audacity to be in her to make you even and more different.
It's like 2008 through 2011, so it's like that still kind of wild, wild west period, where it's like those stereotypes and like what they expect from you is going to be there heavily.
Heavy.
Like, when I started talking about YouTube channels, it was like,
YouTube? And you're into, people forget, like, on the lines of you saying that people forget that anime wasn't popular. People also forget that being a YouTuber wasn't popular either.
Facts.
Yeah, before it was called corny. Content creation, before, it, you know, all you that stuff.
Influencers, out of here.
You were just a corny nigga.
Right. Because you had to be posted somewhere recording yourself. With no professional equipment at all. Ain't no ring light.
Right.
Because there's no iPhone 12.
None of this stuff was just readily available to the public.
Right.
If you had to go to Target or go to Walmart and cough up $20 to $50 to get you a camcorder.
Right. Yep.
And then put it in your Windows laptop to Windows Movie Maker.
You had to use one of those like bendy lamps to try to give you some light.
If you had that.
Right. None of this. Right. None of this.
So it's like
talking about,
and even though I played football and I did track and all this other stuff, like adding in doing choir and like
multi-talented.
I have the DVDs.
Subtle flex.
From Broadway Showcase too.
I think my mom still has the DVDs from my musicals too.
They probably will never see the light of day because watching them back, I feel like they purposely chose the worst takes.
Yes.
That we performed because I remember like one of them, like I kind of didn't hit my notes because of the solo and it didn't go that well. But the next night I killed it. And we always like, no, this is the best one. Of course they chose the other one.
It's always the shows that are recorded that are the worst because it's like, I'm not sure about y'all, but you choose the one, like it was one day out of like whatever in one performance out of the eight that you would do that they choose to record. So out of all eight, of course, the one time where shit goes wrong happens the night that you're recording.
I ain't gonna front with you. We only had to perform this maybe four times.
Lucky. We had 2 weekends. Because
It was 2 days. Three times. Night show, a matinee the next day, and another night show.
We did that Friday, Saturday. A Friday night after school. Saturday matinee, Saturday night, and then Sunday night.
I'm not gonna lie, it sounds
for two
fun,
weekends.
But I do it. I can see the infuriating part when you just so happen to choose the worst one out of autumn nights, autumn performances.
That's a lot of work.
It was a lot of work. Like, we had choreographers, and you know, we had everything. It was a mini musical for real, and so you have your full cast, and you're called on certain days to be in rehearsals. My mom pulled me out of musicals one year because I did them in middle school and high school. And my grades always declined when I was in musical season. Because you're in rehearsal until like, what, 10 p.m.?
Nah, for real.
And you're with your peers. And like you're saying, the nerd culture and just like, you know, being with people who are like nerdy like you or into the same things. Because no cheerleaders or in football players are going to be in the musical. More than likely, that's the case.
Right, you saying Troy Bolton?
Right. This ain't no High School Musical. As much as we wish it was, we had a status quo to uphold.
Facts. Yeah, and if you were a part of that stuff and you go back to those teams, you're like, well, what was you doing?
Right.
Right, it was not no, oh, bro, that's what's up, bro. Like,
that seemed cool. Like,
I wasn't none of that.
Yeah, the only crossovers we had, it was like you were in football or band, you know, and then if you were a cheerleader and a majorette, it was kind of cool for you to be in choir, you know, but like none of the cheerleaders were part of the engineering team or like our robotics club, you know, none of them were in there.
Right.
As like big as my school was and like as diverse as it was, we still had our separations.
I guess that makes sense.
No, for real.
Because Valley was super clicky. Like,
yeah, that
you
was.
You seem like you got a lot to say. Your facial expressions are saying it all.
I'm just feeding it to him.
Nah, yeah,
letting it build up.
Right,
it's gonna pop.
Okay,
it's
mystery. So it's like, so if you can't put two and two together, me and Nation went to the same high school. I had actually been going to that system of schools since second grade. So I pretty much knew, you feel me, like all the lifelong families and stuff like that. So it's a little bit different for me. I think you came in for high school.
I came in for high school, yeah.
Right. So his relationship with everybody would have been different. You had new kid at school. You can, you know what it's like if you've ever been the new kid somewhere. You get to remake like your whole identity. You feel me? So I had that luxury. So for me, it was like, I had it differently on both ends because at school it was predominantly white. It was upper middle class. Right. And so the conversations were a little different. So when we're talking about, you know, certain animes at school, you might, as for me, because I obviously graduated after him.
Right.
2 years is a long time when it comes to like people's opinions changing.
Yeah.
By the time I was a senior, it was a lot more talked about compared to when I was a freshman.
Yeah.
And so it was like on both ends, I would have one side where it was the people at school and then I would be back home. Right. Because back at home, it's like my family was hood as hell. Like, to be honest with you, like that was my first introduction with anime. It was like hip hop and anime at the same time. Right. Because all my cousins listened to like 50 Cent at the time, early 2000s.
Right.
Right, but they were drawing and stenciling Goku, Vegeta.
Yep.
Right, they were like, and that's where that came from. So it was like my experience was like different because I saw two different sides of people that enjoyed the same thing.
Yeah,
right. It's like you had people that might have gone and bought, I don't know what the equivalent is now, because you can buy anime gear everywhere.
Right. Back then, when you had to make your own stuff if you wanted to. Representing, even then, you probably get bullied.
Exactly.
If you made your own Hokage jacket.
Right. It's like at school, somebody might have something that looks like they paid $200-something for it. Right. And then at the same time, I go home and the same people that like that anime, they would probably like spray paint it on something.
Right.
Right. A backpack, a jacket, pair of jeans. Right. And it would be fire. But it was like, I got to see different perspectives of what anime looked like to two different communities.
Right.
Right.
Because we didn't have a box lunch.
Mm-mm.
We didn't, like, Hot Topic was purely a goth store
and a
metal store back then. I know this because I was all up in there, my little emo phase. But there was no anime in there. anything anime related, you had, especially for like your phone, like you would have to download a separate like JPEG or PNG and like download it onto your phone and then make that your wallpaper.
Yep.
It wasn't as easy as screenshotting or something. And no, and the downloads took forever.
You had to wait 3 minutes to get download ready.
Bro.
Right. Had to download my anime music from a third party site. I say that as somebody who just Napster. On the way over here to KK radio station, that my entire like anime playlist, my opening closing anime music.
She was for sure bumping that in the parking lot. For sure was bumping at least like 3 theme songs in a row.
I think before I got out the car to come in here was Pokemon.
Yup. For sure was.
I want to be the very best, you know? It's like affirmations.
No, for real. It's like you look at a lot of the older animes. Well, they're old now, but they were very, it was the symbolism was a lot different, in my opinion, than it is now.
Yeah.
Like when you rewatch it as an adult, like anything you like, you can talk anything, Yu Yu Hakusho, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, just anything from like 90s, early 2000s. It's like it was very much self empowering. Like you are the main character of your story.
Yeah.
Da 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 da.
Yeah. I wish at least on my end back then and back in the day that it was more cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not that, again, nobody was getting bullied for it. But, you know, it was still just kind of like your own quiet subculture. You don't scream to the world, oh, I like anime. You know, you don't wear anything weird to school and whatnot. And we had an open dress code. We didn't have uniform or anything. We didn't even have a dress code. You know what? Quick story. Some old lady at my school back at that time, period.
Mm-hmm. Old ladies.
Tried to clock me for wearing a certain skirt. And it was like, first of all, my mother sees every... I wasn't the kid to, like, come to school and change.
Right.
Because somehow my mother would find out that I changed. And I just... my mom would find out anything. So I was a very good kid. My mom saw me get out the car with that skirt on. I have long limbs. I am wearing pants of a 6'4" person. I have long limbs. So my skirt was not past my fingertips, because if that were the case, they would be below my knees. And she tried to like send me back home, and we had a whole security system. So like you go through the door and you have to go through security, so you can't even get into the building yet.
Security.
Yeah. We had at least like 2 bomb threats every year. and so
damn.
She tried to send me back home, and then my tennis coach was like, let her through. What are you doing?
There's always some old lady hating on somebody at school. Like, damn, we'll sit down somewhere.
Right.
Not for real.
Somebody grandma. Like.
Not for real. And I've worn that skirt so many times. And it's just like, oh, you want to implement it now, bitch? Really?
And it's like, but they never catch the people actually at a dress code.
Right.
It's always like the people that's like maybe something slight. It's never the people like really out here doing that.
Right.
It's like
are the many other nefarious things they be doing.
Right. Like
they seem to always see you.
Right.
Right.
You see me?
There were guys wearing the little bikini titty shirts.
What?
In high school. Yes. Remember when those were popular, the bikini outlined?
Oh, just on the t-shirt, it was a body.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like they were wearing those, you know, there was profanity on there.
I couldn't even begin to imagine what our school would have looked like if there was a free roam dress code.
At a Christian school?
I forget y'all went to a Christian.
It would have been some
y'all, for the non-visual, I'm air quoting that.
Bruh. If a Christian school had free dress, if our Christian school specifically would have had free dress.
Yeah. They would have changed the name.
Facts.
I guarantee.
Yeah, pull it out. Just pull the whole Christian off.
What would it have been like? What would have been the vibe?
I mean, considering the clientele.
It wasn't crazy, at least not for me. But it was like Y'all not living by the stuff you be talking about. It's hilarious.
That's crazy.
Nah, I done heard some crazy shit. My sister went to the school for my younger sister went to Valley for a year and dipped.
Sheesh.
I'm not gonna say that yet. she has a very specific memory that I was like, oh, nah, I didn't even know it was on that timing.
Facts.
Sheesh.
Exactly.
Say that for Patreon.
That's wild. No, yeah.
Say that for Patreon.
Cause what?
Okay.
Yeah, no. Valley was the upside down of high school.
Not the upside down. Jeez.
That place just felt weird. It was like a pocket dimension.
Nation, you're killing me.
I'm really thinking about it now. Because ever since I saw the group chat topic, I was really trying to like, yo.
High school was weird. I'm telling you, I wouldn't go back. I would, especially
senior year
with guys. Oh, hell no.
But senior year with knowledge now, I'm going back. I can't do all four. I can't do all 4 years. I couldn't do all 4 years with knowledge now. And that's too much time.
Senior year wasn't awful. I feel like a lot of drama happened for me senior year. But besides that, like, I was done with school at 12:15.
Lucky.
I literally was at school for 3 hours and dipped. Because I finished most of my credits previously. Like, I didn't have to take a math course. I finished my math credits in sophomore year. I was a junior. I was one of two juniors taking AP statistics. The worst class you could ever take.
AP stats.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway. Yeah, I finished a lot of my credits. I didn't have to take any, like, government classes. Oh, no. That's a lie. I did. But all I had were my course. What?
I just remember, like, we had to take econ. You took econ, right?
Yes.
See, we didn't have an econ. I wish we did.
I'm not going to lie. Shout out to that just because, like, one of our projects was actually, like, making out our life.
Yeah.
Like, tax form. Like, we said we wanted
y'all
to
learned
marry.
About taxes?
Yeah.
I
don't remember, but.
It was so.
I vaguely remember.
It was so in-depth. Are you kicking us out of here, Elena? She's like, no. Nah, that was the one class I was thankful for out of high school because it actually was real life. And it wasn't like super simple. It was very in depth. Like
detailed.
The state you wanted to live in needed to look up taxes for property. You needed to look up how much a car for you and your spouse would be. And you had a budget and you had to make your life work within that. It was like a million something dollars or something like that. And you had to pick out where you were going to send your kids to school. How much was tuition going to cost? Groceries, you had to pick out like the type of 401k you were going to have at your job, your retirement fund, you know, putting away money for your kids going to college, you know, just stuff of that nature. And it was like he got an award for that.
It was a whole semester long project. Like, we ended up with a big portfolio at the end.
Yep. You picked your spouse and then it was like you were married and had kids.
That sounds like a California ass class.
Shit was fire.
Hey, low key.
But I'm so thankful.
Other than that,
who's that? Ranks.
Yep.
Shout out, Mr. Ranks. That was one of my favorite classes. Thank you for that.
But no, other than that, my experience was very muddy. Cause I'm like now I'm really thinking about it. Senior year, particular, like it was a drama filled year.
Senior year for sure.
Same.
Like rumors.
We have a whole episode. Yeah. On senior year.
Rumors, people wanting to beat me up. Like
rumors, like friendships ending, drama, who's sleeping with who. And I'm over here like, y'all sleeping with people.
Right, y'all. Getting older and you realize how young that age looks to you now. It's like,
disgusting.
Gross.
What y'all doing bumping uglies when y'all uglies aren't even developed?
Right. I'm like, you was 14, 15, 16, 17.
Nah, that's crazy.
Hell no.
Hey, the problem is some of them be like that since middle school.
Yeah.
They be
weird. No, for real.
I know. And that's the crazy thing. I guess we doing this. TMI. I didn't lose mine until after high school when I was 18.
Oh, facts.
And so it was like, doing that at that time, y'all. Wildin'.
No, I'm gonna stick to reading my comic books.
And then there are people who made rumors about it.
Right.
Right. I had a rumor about me and I ain't never.
Me what? Too. And right. I remember people coming up to me after I get out of math class. And people are like, hey, did you do so and so with so and so? No.
Right. I'm like,
me?
Huh? Right. Me? Y'all want to know what's fucked up? I had to hear about my rumor from my choir teacher at our end of the year assessment.
Nah, oh, no. Nah. Somebody, you know what?
It was apparently some upperclassmen heard about it. And it was like.
I'm going home.
It wasn't super bad. It wasn't like, you know, we fornicated. It was more of just like oral. The rumor was that I performed oral on somebody in the hallway. And I ain't never seen one of them before at that age. I was like, what does that joint even look like? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
But, and then I left. That happened. Then class was over. And then some of the upperclassmen was like, oh, did Miss Williams tell you? And I'm like, so y'all niggas would have told it? First of all, why are y'all coming to me? Why do I have to hear this from my teacher?
It's kind
of
nasty.
That's wild, bro. We could have a whole other episode on that.
Nah, for real.
It's like, I know they told us we had like an hour in here.
Yeah, we about an hour five.
Right.
They like us.
Nah, I mean, y'all got anything else? I know we could go on and on.
I'm gonna save it.
We could go on and on. This might need a part two for real.
Oh, we could definitely do that.
This gonna be a mini docuseries.
Chop this up crazy.
We don't need 24 hours to get through all this content.
Okay. Honestly, like, yeah, high school was the fucking worst.
Hey, we're going to get into it when we make a Patreon.
Back.
Yeah.
Facts. Oh, yeah. Stay tuned for part two.
And we'll drop names.
Yeah.
We'll be name dropping.
Then I can really let loose.
Boop. Bunch of beeps.
We're going to drop names. I want to drop names.
So, before we get out of here, where can they find you at?
You can find me at _ I Am Nation on Instagram and on Twitter. You can find me at I Am Nation on SoundCloud as well and on YouTube.
And CJ, where can they find you?
I am on the Instagrams and the TikToks at CJ_theartist. Yeah.
Okay. And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at FR3DDY2_P. And also on Twitch at Fretro Boomin, FRETROBOOIMIN, right? I'm currently streaming Assassin's Creed Odyssey. You should come over there and check it out. The game is actually really good. Yeah.
And you can find us at YFT Official.
Because it's official. Your favorite trio is here.
Yeah. Exactly. Until next time, y'all.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Peace.
I ain't done with you, Valley.